From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. Today's news comes to you courtesy of the letter A for activity, something of which we've had a bit in the last week. Congratulations to everyone who came out for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The Picnic Point location in Toowoomba exceeded our expectations and provided a very convenient base camp with parking, tables, barbecues and lots of trees suitable for long wire antennas. While slightly marred by a few short rain showers and a fenced off amenities block, we also had enough sunshine to keep everyone happy and a barbecue. The team ran multi-multi in the six-hour category and logged lots of interesting stations. Despite almost continuous crashy QRN for the whole day, we got lots of stations on 40 and 20, including all VK, some ZL and even an FK. In total, the club made 132 contacts, which is a good showing. It wasn't all flat chat. As you know, our club is very focused on education and training, and we were able to hand the mic to operators who'd never come close to competition work so they could get a feel for how to operate under load. You really only learn by doing, and our field day operation worked very well in that regard. Thanks so much to all the stations who participated in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, and thanks for your contacts, and thanks to all the club members who came and participated. We should also congratulate member Andy, who sat his foundation licence during the John Moyle Field Day and passed with flying colours. It was a very good day for the practical test, since many of the questions could be answered by pointing at a bit of gear that was in use. And since Wednesday, Andy is now VK4 Oscar Delta November. Listen out for him and say hi. Would you like to get or upgrade your licence? Clearly, we can definitely help, and we'd love to do that. No charge for the assessment, just a bit of your time. Ask away by sending an email to education@ddrci.org.au, and our helpful team will get straight back to you. This is week 14 of the 52-week Ham Radio Challenge, and it's UHF-VHF time. Specifically, make 10 contacts on a UHF or VHF calling frequency, or both. Nobody says you can't line things up in advance, so maybe this is a nice relaxing opportunity for the coming week. Our club's 2-metre Sunday net follows the morning edition of Q News on VK4RDD, and there'll be no shortage of people who'd be willing to talk simplex afterwards if you come up and connect. 10 contacts in a week is roughly one every 20 hours, so plenty of time between soccer practice, shopping expeditions and recreational trips to the local servo. Coming up for the club, we're going to Redfest on the 11th of April. And if you have gear you'd like us to put on the table on your behalf, now would be a good time to tell us. If you wait until the day before, chances are we've already left. So let the club help you. Send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au right now to give us a heads up, and we'll set some space aside. By the way, we're planning to take our club trailer down, and depending on space, we might even be allowed to show it off a bit. The next club meeting is Monday the 13th of April at the Scout Hall in Victory Street, Newtown. And as always, all the announcements that we'd make are on our homepage in the calendar section. You can click through to find out what's going on, or send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and if you're within radio range, I'd love to be one of the people saying hi on the club net that follows the morning edition of Q News. Details on the website, 73s.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, with another Redfest 26 update. Just a reminder, if you are still wishing to be a part of Redfest 26, you need to get in quick and book a table or two. Go to the website redfest.org. That is redfest.org. So get in now as there is only 14 days till Redfest. We are having some great technical presentations this year at Redfest. Peter, VK3TMP from FreeDV, will be presenting a technical background to software as well as a practical advice about digital communications on HF bands. Glenn, VK4NGA, will be giving a great presentation on how to use digital nodes with a practical demonstration. ICOM Australia will be presenting a talk about their latest developments in amateur radio. Peter, VK4EA, our WIA director, will be talking about D-Star repeater functionality as well as updating us all on the WIA. So heaps going on at Redfest. So go to the website redfest.org for more information on all the tech talks and times. There's plenty to enjoy at Redfest, especially for the ladies. Pick up a gift for Mother's Day as there are plenty of tables with quilting, candles, jams and jewellery on offer. So remember to bring the whole family and make a day out for everyone to enjoy. Remember, our major prize this year is the ICOM 7300 Mark II transceiver. You could also win a Zygu X6200 or an Anytone AT-D90UV, plus many more great prizes on offer. QSL Comms and Elite Communications will be at Redfest. Mad Dog Coils, VK Direct, Radio and More, and Garage Art will also be there. And not to forget, Alara and the WIA QSL Bureau. So remember to come and collect your QSL cards. There'll also be heaps of pre-love equipment, so grab a bargain. Keep an eye out for the club's famous bacon and egg rolls and have a coffee with friends from the coffee van. Put the date in your calendar, Saturday the 11th of April at the Deception Bay North State School, 33-49 Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Doors open at 9 a.m. See you all at Redfest.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.